Manu Patra alerts dated the 7th of May 2020. Supreme Court has observed that an accused can challenge the finding and order of conviction in the appeal filed by the state, even though he had not preferred a formal appeal. Delhi High Court has issued notice in a plea seeking effective implementation of healthcare and safety facilities in the Delhi Development Authority complex in Narela, which has been converted into a quarantine facility by the Delhi government. Bombay High Court has granted bail to a man accused of obstructing a team of health workers constituted for collecting data regarding the pandemic of COVID-19, observing that he acted in an irresponsible manner and directed him to pay 10,000 rupees to Chief Minister's Relief Fund. Karnataka High Court has asked the state government to consider the recommendations made in the survey report titled Rapid Assessment of the Impact of COVID-19 Lockdown on Food and Nutrition Security in Rural Karnataka, prepared by Centre for Child and the Law, National Law School of India University, Bangalore. Madras High Court has quashed the criminal defamation proceedings instituted against the journalist Sandhya Ravi Shankar and her husband, also the editor and grievances redress sal officer of the Economic Times, ET, in connection to an article about illegal beats and mining of atomic minerals along the southern coastline of Tamil Nadu, published in the 2015 issue of the ET magazine. Supreme Court has extended indefinitely the statutory deadline under Arbitration and Conciliation Act, 1996 for filing of appeals, petitions, suits and in cases of bounce checks. The court has said that the period of limitation would not be applicable from the 15th of March, 2020 till the date when the lockdown is lifted in the jurisdictional area where the dispute lies. Supreme Court has held that the bar under Order 23 Rule 3A of the Code of Civil Procedure, 1908 to challenge a decree passed on a compromise in a separate suit applies also to the stranger to the proceedings. Delhi High Court has dismissed an application for cancellation of bail granted to Sanjeev Kumar Chawla, prime accused in the fixing of India-South Africa Cricket Test Series, 2000. Delhi High Court has called for the use of tracking systems such as GPS tracking system to monitor the movement of accused who have been released on bail. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to ensure that every person who is in need of rations should be provided the same without any bureaucratic hurdles of e-coupons, especially to those who are in dire need of food. Delhi High Court has refused to release a prisoner as his residence fell in the notified containment zone in Delhi. Delhi High Court has asked the centre to verify within 2 weeks Bharat Airtel's claim of having paid 923 crores rupees of excess goods and services tax, GST, and refund the same. Bombay High Court has granted relief to Bhansali Productions and directed Eris International Media Limited to pay the petitioner 19.39 lakhs rupees in dues over dispute regarding rights of the movie, Gali Aayoki Ralela Ramlila. Bombay High Court has directed the state government to clarify who will be paying for the cost of travel and medical screening of migrant workers stranded in the state due to the ongoing lockdown as a consequence of the pandemic of COVID-19. Madras High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation seeking to avail the services of persons lodged in prisons across the country for dealing with the challenging times of the pandemic. Allahabad High Court has deferred the reopening of the Lucknow bench of the Allahabad High Court for physical appearance, until further orders. Karnataka High Court has asked the Union Government to decide by the 12th of May, 2020, whether an exemption can be granted to the farmers from paying toll on highways, for a limited period considering the exigencies which have arisen due to COVID-19. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has given a one-time relaxation on strict enforcement of certain compliance norms related to rights issues opening for subscription until the 31st of July, 2020.